everybody. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're your co-hosts.
And we're back.
And we're back.
We are back for yet another one. We haven't skipped in a while. And, you know, I still think this is the ultimate way to connect with you, Sarah. Like, other than our walks, we can't do much else. Like, this is good.
No, I know. It's so good. When did we message each other this week? And I was like, I have not heard from you. Like, I was like, are you hiding something? I hadn't heard from you in 4 days. And I was like, are you hiding something?
Yeah, I felt like I got like a jolt. Like, what's happening? Like, where's Sarah? And it was only about a 4 day silence.
4 days, yeah. I did have a weird feeling. I was like, did something happen? I was like, what's going on with Ricky? Like, what? Is he mad at me?
Yeah, like, message you? I'm like, how are you holding up? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, what's, did you message me first? Because I feel like you messaged me.
You did message me, but when you messaged me, I was like,
it's about
time. This is so weird. I haven't heard from Ricky in 4 days. Like,
it was weird.
It felt like 2 weeks.
It felt like so long. And you know what? I actually had this like, it was the most beautiful weekend. We didn't go for a goddamn walk.
Why? What did you do all weekend?
I know. I went on a lot of walks. That's for sure.
Oh, you did. I thought you said you didn't.
No,
You meant you. Yeah, you and I didn't go on a walk. I know.
I didn't walk all weekend.
I was like, wait, what?
I didn't even leave my bed. But I went on a lot of walks and it was like, I really did enjoy the weekend. I think that's what we were both doing, right? Like just trying to suck every, you know, morsel of sunlight out of the weekend. So
I got drunk in a park on Friday. I got drunk in a public park on Friday.
Like just full hobo mode.
Like wasted. Like wasted. I'm laughing because it was a lot. Like at 5 PM
so
on a Friday.
Did,
I was like,
where did you store the alcohol? Did you have like a ball?
Just straight. Just on a hill in Princess Island Park.
Amazing.
Just went for it.
Oh, so nice
just
though.
Went for it. It was you know, so
it
nice
was just
here.
So beautiful.
I know, but yeah, it was like literally like went to the liquor store and got more alcohol and then continued to drink. Like I just like went for it. I was like, it felt like a summer Friday. Like
it
I was
really
like, oh
was.
My God,
it was gorgeous.
I actually pulled a muscle in my hip too from just being like a little bit too drunk. So Saturday, like I'm dead serious.
I'm trying to envision what you did to do that.
I was
did
dancing.
Did you race someone?
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the night got away from me like real quick. But yeah. But then the next
great.
Day I went on a walk. So, okay. The next day, my friend Jamie Lee, big fan of the podcast, longtime listener. Her and I went on a walk. And so she's from out of town. So she came in and we hadn't seen each other in so long. So I was like, oh, like you should we'll do the walk that me and Ricky do. So we met at Boulangerie and like we went for this big long walk, but you know how we get to that point in the walk and then I never know where but you always find our way back. But I'm useless, but you always figure it out for us. Like,
which
so
is-
we were down. We're not the up part. We're at the down part. And then that second bridge we got to. I know that you know what I'm talking about. Everyone else is like, what is she talking about? But I got us lost and I took us in this like massive circle.
Oh.
And so this walk that was supposed to be like an hour and a half, it ended up being 3 hours with like a pulled hip. And I was hungover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a bit of torture.
And in the sun, did you get burned?
Oh, no. I had sunscreen on. I'm like, I'm not going outside without sunscreen on. But no, and we were kind of like in shade and stuff too. But yeah, it was. So,
oh, my gosh. It is very easy in Calgary's, you know, labyrinth of rivers and mazes and all these things to get kind of lost. So I understand.
Totally.
You can always pull out the old Google, try and figure out where you are, but it's...
Oh, I did. Don't worry, I did.
Yeah.
But I don't know. My sense of direction is like my sense of measurement. It's just all over the place. So
Right. It's like I once, when I was young, I went to this, oh God, what was the... another roadside attraction. Do you remember these shows? It was kind of like Canada's Lollapalooza.
No.
It was called Another Roadside Attraction, and they were held all over Canada, and like Tragically Hip, Spirit of the West, you know, all of those bands would go and perform. And I went to it with my friends, and I actually don't like outdoor music venues. I hate it. I would never go to a festival. Like that's just not me. I don't like being in the sun.
Like when you find you at Coachella. Yeah.
Never. Not even Calgary Folk Festival. I hate it all. But I went because, you know, I was thinking, I was trying it on for size. I was like 19 and parked my car in a big field of about 4,000 cars. And I literally was like, oh, the sun, if I look like it's like right above my car. What?
That sounds like something
was lost for hours after that.
Oh, that's so good.
And it almost cemented, like, why am I here? This isn't me. This isn't my authentic self. It's like I sabotaged myself because I wanted to get lost. Didn't want to be there even.
Absolutely.
So my measurement and kind of like techniques are kind of on par with yours. So
that's how we get along so well.
Good deal. I don't think I lead you back properly. I really don't. I think we've taken a different route every single time.
Yeah, and I'm just like yapping away, not paying attention to anything. Just following you.
It's a miracle every time we see Mission again. But, you know. So how else has your week been? I heard from a little bird, which is your text. that you are feeling spendy. Is that true?
I was in a spendy mood. I mean, I guess it's the week. I've had a bit of a week also. Right now I'm currently, the whiskey smashes are back. They're back, baby.
Ooh, it's summer.
Yeah. Almost. So it's just, and I'm not even bothering to like shake them in a cocktail.
You're not even
I just poured whiskey in a glass and put some maple syrup in it. I was like, yeah, this will do. close enough.
A squirt of that fake lemon.
Yes. Actually, no, I buy the Santa Cruz like concept. It's so good. I love it.
Sarah, I need to remember, do you buy that at Bridgeland Market or Luke's or where do you get that?
I think I buy and I have it, like I put it in salad dress. Like I feel like I have it forever too. I buy it at, what's the other bougie grocery store? Sunterra. I think they have it. Yeah, they definitely have it. But okay. Blush Lane is the one.
Blush Lane. Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go buy some because you're right. Yeah. It is the best, and it slays that real lemon.
And it's like they have lemon and a lime one, and it's like concentrate. It lasts forever. It's in like a big glass bottle, and like you can. I feel like I just finished a bottle, and I was like, how do I still have this? Like,
ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyways, I also realized I need new shot glasses desperately. Okay, I for the longest time didn't realize that my shot glasses were 2 ounces, so I was I was inadvertently giving people quadruples at my house. For like a long time, I was serving people quadruples because all my cocktails are doubles.
I
don't see the fucking point of a single top. Like, this is basically just juice. Get it away from me. Like 2 ounces of booze. But what I didn't realize were that. Someone was here and he was like,
you're like, I'm just giving, you know, it's going to be boozy. It's 2 ounces. Meanwhile,
people were like getting like blackout drunk, and I was like, and I became like, I think acclimatized. I was like, what the hell is going on with everyone?
So you want a true ounce? You want a true ounce?
Where do you get them? Because I thought I had them.
You know which ones I really like? I think they're kind of retro cool. Is the Anchor Hawking little ounce shots?
Oh yeah, where are those from? Where do you get those?
I bought them at you know, the superstore like downtown, they had they just have these like boxes of them. There's like 30 in there and you just stack, they're like $2 each.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I think they just look kind of like retro. I love them. I love how they look.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. I need to find those so I can stop, you know,
like giving your guests alcohol poisoning. I love it. But hey, I bet your drinks were good.
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, this is a lot. But so I have been in a spending mood.
Yeah.
Except I've had a bit of a week and I lost my debit card. Someone else found it and then proceeded to use it all over Bridgeland. So
But I think this is like true tragedy for you. Like, first of all, my first thought when you told me about this, you texted me, was this is why you should never lose sight of that card. You should be using it every day, 5 times a day, right?
it's a safety measure.
Exactly. What goes and happens the first time you don't use your card for 2 days, it so actually true. Isn't anywhere.
No, and that's the thing. I was like, oh, it's probably in... like,
this other jacket.
I had a little like fanny pack moment going on, and I was like, what's probably in there? And then I was like, no, you had your jean jacket. And I was probably in your jean jacket. And then every time I thought about it, I just like didn't check. And yet, sure enough, Noah had actually lost it, and someone had been using it around Bridgeland. And so, I had to call the bank, and like, there's nothing worse than to like calling the bank and being like, hey, I can't keep track of, as like, you know, a woman in my 30s, my debit card. Like,
well, remember when like 2 days before I went to Costa Rica, I lost my driver, my whole wallet, yes. My driver's license, all my credit cards, everything. It was truly the most bonkers thing. It was like a Friday and I was leaving like on Sunday or Monday or something like that. Crazy, Sarah. I couldn't drive in Costa Rica. Thank God it wasn't, you know, my passport or something, but it was bad. So what did they buy?
They went to 7-Eleven and spent $3.
They went straight to Slurpees.
I know. Wow. They spent $3 and then they spent $97. And then they went to the like CPP, like the sketchy pizza place.
Oh my God. Besides 7-Eleven, no?
Bought a couple pizzas. Yeah. Oh, like in the next, like right beside the next block. Yeah. And then they stopped, which I mean, it could have been a lot worse because these transactions were yesterday. So it could have been a lot worse. But
well, thank
God
for the tap. Thank God for the actual like limit. Hey,
the $100 limit.
The $100 limit. Like,
but it's, I was a little bit worried. I was like, oh God, like why, like what made them stop at that? Right. Like,
I wonder, I bet that pizza gave them food poisoning and they haven't been able to stand up since.
Oh my God, that pizza place has had a storied history. That's the pizza place, I think I told you the story, that a car drove through it the night after I was there. So So the night before, oh my God, these are in the old days.
If there's any bigger sign not to go there.
I know. In the before days, I was coming home from the bar one night. This is a ridiculous story to tell, but I was coming home from the bar one night and I was in an Uber and I was like, I really want pizza. So I asked the Uber driver to let me out there. And he was like, it's really late and kind of sketchy. He's like, he's like, how are you going to get the rest of the way home? And I was like, oh, I'll walk. And he was like, no. And he's like, you know what? I haven't eaten. I'll come in with you. So me and the Uber driver went inside, got pizza, sat at the window and ate it.
Oh my God.
And he was like, he just like stopped the clock and then drove me the rest of the way home.
Oh, that is the best story.
It was really sweet. Yeah.
That's the best story. But had that been the night after,
the next night, a car drove through that window. Wow. Luckily, no one died. Like the shop owners and everything were okay.
Oh,
but yeah,
my
a car
God.
Drove directly through that window the next night. So,
Was that the same summer that someone drove directly into the Beltliner Diner? There was a whole of people driving into buildings that summer.
I don't even know how you do that. Like, what are you doing?
A friend of mine did that.
Parking lot.
A friend of mine did that. She was in Edmonton. We were in Edmonton at the time. And I wasn't with her, but I was living in Edmonton. And she was taking Stony Plain Road. There's a curve. And she just, I don't know, she was a really bad driver and just full on flew into a bar. Like a full bar. Her whole car went in.
So lucky no one was injured. Like, it's not funny, but like, what?
It was, you know what? Honest to God, saving grace was it was like 3 a.m. and there was solitary waitress like cleaning up and she started crying. She was like, her life flashed before her very eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what she signed up for.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
And this friend has not driven since.
Created
a whole lot. Like, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. I mean, this story's a bit dark, but yeah.
Oh God. Okay, so. Oh my God.
So they went there and then they stopped and I'm glad. And then so I called the bank and it's also embarrassing because then the bank is like, okay, we have to cancel your account. We have to shut everything down. You have to go to the bank tonight. You have to bring all your identification in and like all your accounts are frozen until like you go and prove your identity.
Oh my God. There's no greater like tragedy for Sarah, like Samson, that her accounts are frozen. What?
Everything's frozen. I couldn't do anything. I was like, this is stressing me out. But like, luckily before I called, this is so bad. Before I called, I bought patio furniture and then I canceled online and then I canceled it.
Oh my God. So you knew and you took the risk. You let it go for another couple hours just to buy something.
Like a hot minute, but yeah. But then the bank too. So they're like, they open a fraud investigation. And then I'm like, okay, well, how do you find out it's fraud? And they're like, well, we look at your, we know what your historical spending is. So like, we know what's a usual transaction for you. And like, so if this is kind of odd behavior for you. And I was like, this is horrifying. Can you just look back at like my transactions and what I've been doing? I'd prefer if you just didn't historically. I'm like, should I just take the hit on the $120?
So baby, you're like,
just spare myself.
I know, but they'll be like, wait, there was pizza on there, but it wasn't Una. And there was like a gross, she bought drinks, but it wasn't like $10 latte from Bridgeland Market. So it's fraud for sure.
Yeah. It's true. Like, ma'am, I noticed you spent $150 in the Bridgeland Market last week and went to Phil and Sebastian 5 different times and spent $13 on each transaction. So $97 at 7-Eleven is a bit unusual for me.
Yeah. Like, well, you know what? Actually, okay. God. The bright side of this is that if someone went and spent $97 at 7-Eleven, I'm sorry, Sarah, they needed
food, probably. Totally. That was what my mom said the same. My mom and I said the same thing to each other. I was like, I hope it wasn't some like shit kid that was like, oh, I hope it was like someone who actually needed to buy food. I'm sorry, and
if,
you know.
Yeah. If you had seen $99.99 at Shiki Menya, you would have lost your shit.
I would have freaked out.
You would have went and like found them. You would have went instantly, like they'd still be in the restaurant. Like,
well, and I wouldn't have a leg to stand on. They'd be like, I'm pretty sure this was you. The bank would be like, this isn't fraud. This is you trying this to commit is you. Fraud.
Yeah, they'd exactly. Like, this is no. You. But you know, the other thing that I'm wondering, like, I'm sorry, how long have you probably banked at TD and who, what kind of like good, you know, who says that there's fraud for $125? Like, who would go out of their way to
totally
recoup that
and start, like, they should believe you.
They should just believe you. But
totally now I have to wait. The money doesn't go back into my account until until it's done, until they finish the investigation.
I think you'll get, you know,
totally. I hope so. Anyways, then vindicated. Then the this is making me look really bad. I should put the whiskey down, but I then was like, okay, I had to work kind of late, and I was like, okay, I need to go to a TD Canada Trust. Like, where is there a bank? And I had to go to an actual branch. I'm like, I have like, I'm sorry, is this 2002? I'm in a branch.
Like, do I need to like write in my checking book like what I was balance my checking?
And I didn't know where any of them were except for the one downtown, but it closed at 5. And then there was one in Mission, but it's closed, like temporarily closed.
Yeah, that's right. So the Mission one is temporarily closed.
The only one I know is Chinook. So I just had to go to Chinook tonight.
Oh, did you buy anything there?
Of course. Of course I did.
I love it. Did you get it activated? So you got your bank account activated and went directly into the mall and sort of
shopped. Actually went into the mall, shopped, and then went to the bank.
Oh, right. Because you got
my Amex. I was like, I'll just use my Amex. And then... I just bought that everyday t-shirt from Ritzy. I bought it in white because I didn't have it, weirdly enough.
It's funny, like, then, when you have that in your head, you're like, I don't have it in white.
I need it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was 100% an essential purchase. And then I went to Anthropologie because I just want like a really big, I've been using the French press in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And I feel like French press, I just want one massive cup of coffee. For some reason, I don't like it on the second one. I just want to fill the biggest mug I can find. Sure.
Yes.
So I just went to Anthro and got like a massive mug, which I'm really excited about.
Love it. You're going to be your mug, like just the mug. Yeah.
I have one already but I feel like I use it all the time. And I'm like, you know, when I'm drinking to. It all the time on, yeah, I need to, because I feel like people can always see it and they're like, what is this bitch doing with the same mug?
Like, well, and also like, what if you're, you know, washing a sink full, totally. You know, and you just want the second one. So this is good. And then you can have a tete-a-tete with someone one day.
Exactly. Cups. Our giant mugs. And then I also had to buy a pair of, you know, oversized earrings because I don't have enough of those from Anthropologie. So
very nice.
Yeah. And I think that was it. I tried to get, you know what I tried to get from? I stopped into MAC and I tried to get the brow gel that you told me about. Sold out. The color that I need is sold out at MAC. So then I went to Nordstrom on my way out. color is sold out there. I'm are like, oh my God. Yes. I'm like, do you know how much effort I put to try to get this brow gel and I can't get it? I need the color that they told me.
What is it?
Spiked.
Okay. No, that's not mine. Mine's like, it's called like something like color. Like it's such a stupid name. It's like, it doesn't have an exciting name, but it's not spiked. Oh, okay. So be diligent. Actually, what you should do is use my Rakuten referral, or you have already.
I haven't.
You haven't? Any,
I know you get so mad at me.
If you don't use that Rakuten referral, like you've bought so many things that you could have used it for already.
I know.
It's just I'm like getting like a $60 check back.
It's crazy. Okay.
Well, it's cash. Another thing. It's cash money. I'm sorry. I guess you don't like money.
Yeah, you're right. Apparently not. I'm just throwing my bridge, my debit card around.
We could offset some of those 7-Eleven charges that you've been racking up because we know you're really doing that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you activate it, Mac is on there and you can order it and then it's good.
Let's go.
I'm just really advocating to get my $25 referral.
No, I appreciate it. No, I get it. I get it. You're right. There's sometimes no reason Simons except pure laziness.
Hey, listen. Sometimes Simons has 10% back on your Rakuten account. That's on top of like sale that's at Simons.
That's wild. Like, have you bought anything at Simons? Have you bought anything at Simons lately, though?
Yes, I did. I bought...
Really? Is it that are you going to say...
Well, I bought a safari hat. I bought an insane safari hat. Like a big, what? You know, like a Jurassic Park cat, what they wore? Stop. Like a wide-brimmed.
Can you send me a photo of this?
Yes, like, I'll post it. That will be what I post. That will be what I post.
Oh, my God.
So I bought that because I'm just so scared of Arizona sun. I'm terrified, Sarah. I got a heat rash on Monday from our sun, and it was 25 degrees. Like, what's going to happen to me? So Fair. I got that. Okay, so I got that. I did a big order from Simons. Oh. Something like some sort of shoes.
And I used remember Rakuten, that. Yeah, you got shoes. And then you bought that stone. And then you bought like
the jade roller.
Yeah.
The jade roller. I got a beret from my mom.
Yeah.
The sweater stone. Sweater stone I bought in store.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And it is the best. Sweater stones are awesome if you ever need one. But anyway, speaking of a brow hunt, I went on a new brow hunt. I have a new brow obsession.
That
I'll impart on you. So I was at my friend Rebecca's place, and she's a listener, so that's why I'm saying it so overdramatically. And Rebecca has, like, she's such a good shopper. She just knows her goddamn shit. I love talking. She knows every single thing about shopping, and I love it. I love it. I love it. That. I love talking. Yes, she's a researcher. Like, she just knows everything. So I'm like... We did an outdoor like distance, you know, like fire. And amazing. I was like glancing over at her. I'm like, in my internal monologue was like, Rebecca's eyebrows are the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. I believe that was your internal monologue for sure.
So I'm like looking at her. I'm like, okay, Rebecca, your brows are the best I've ever seen them. And what happened? Like, did you get microbladed or whatever? Yeah. And she, was like, I have a new brow product that'll blow your mind. She ran to her bedroom and brought out NYX brow glue. Have you heard of this?
No, but like NYX has so many, brand NYX or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Is that NYX? Yeah.
See, I don't know if it's NYX or NYX or anything.
I think it's NYX, but in my head, I also think of NYX, the underwear brand. But yeah, it's NYX. Okay,
exactly,
yeah.
Right? Well, I've always been on the fence about NYX. I don't know what they're about. I don't know if it's high quality. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like they're kind of like a MAC Glossier hybrid ripoff. But let me tell you. But I've always heard really good things about all the products. Wait, wasn't it NYX that you wanted the cleansing balm from?
Yes, my friend Amanda is a big fan of all the NYX stuff. And also, hands down, their setting spray, literally spray on your face to set your makeup. That is the best. Like, I've tried so many, and like, I feel like that one is
I'm becoming a convert of this brand. So, so of course, she's like, I've got two. I'll give you one. And I said, no, Sarah, I said, no, I like the hunt. And I left it in her hands.
Of course you did.
So... And she said, it's sold out everywhere. And I said, I'm going to find it. So
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. So I went on my lunch break to like four, like to Walmart, a London Drugs, a Shoppers in my neighborhood. Nothing, Sarah. Nix. And I went to like two London Drugs actually. So, and I could not find it. I was panicking. And then I thought, you know what? One of the great benefits of living near Forest Lawn is that, I'm sorry, that none of the cool shit sells out in my Forest Lawn Rexall.
And yeah, my Forest Lawn are a little different,
right? Yeah. And yeah, and my Shoppers. I'm gonna say it. Other things sell out there. I don't know. The Knicks. Everything I've ever gone for, the CeraVe. I've told you to go to CeraVe, right? In the Rexall, like you have to go. So when everything was selling out, so I went to my. I'm like, I'm gonna go to my Shoppers, and I found it. I found two of them. So, and then they have this product. It's kind of like the Glossier. I can't remember what theirs is called, but it's like a flick. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a brow. You just flick it. It's like a soft pen and you just flick new brows on your eyebrow. Okay. So I bought the NYX one just to see what it was like. And it is the best. It's so good. So you put on this brow glue. It's like soap brows and it's kind of like shellacks your brows up, just defines them and makes it look like you have like twice as many because they don't clump. God. And then you go in and just with your flick pen, flick where you need to cover up.
Fill it in.
Fill it in. Give yourself some architecture. And I'm very happy. But, but I have to say, the MAC one is higher, I think, overall higher quality because when you just do the MAC, like it does set them a little bit, quite a bit, but it gives it so much good color. So... And it's almost like really waterproof. So I think like for different applications, I would use the NYX for some things and the MAC for other things. And I think I found my kind of my guru brows.
I love that.
Guru?
Guru?
It doesn't sound right.
I don't think that's right. Two writers can't figure this out.
I've had two glasses of wine. So I'm my guru brows. My brow guru. Who's your brow guru? Who has the best brows out there?
Oh my God. I don't know. That's a hard question.
I'm watching the Real Housewives, or we watch the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Stop. And there's, it's so good. Oh my God, Sarah. And there's a character called Meredith Marks, and she has the best eyebrows.
That's a good name.
Meredith Marks. It's good. It's a good name. She's my brow guru.
Okay. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Let's
circle back. You dropped a nugget in there. Like it was nothing. Like it was just like a throwaway thought that you bought patio furniture.
Oh yeah.
What?
I know. It finally happened. Okay. So
the saga continues. Okay. It ends.
It ends. Well, it ends.
Did it really though? Patios are never ending. That's the one thing I've learned.
I know. Until like November and then it finally ends. But, so 2 weeks ago, I found some chairs at HomeSense, which I was really happy about.
Yeah, they're so good. They're so good. Yeah.
And then last weekend, I found like a great little table, like a rattan table and some pillows.
I don't know if I saw that.
No, I haven't told. I haven't. No, I haven't wanted to surprise you. Oh, I haven't unveiled it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this. Yeah. Okay. So then I've been looking for like. I've been so back and forth. Do I want like a love seat? Do I want a couch? Do I want a sectional? Like, what do I want? And I know I want something like big and kind of comfortable. Like, I plan on spending a lot of time up there, half drunk, you know, taking naps, maybe doing some work. So I was like, because I found some like cuter stuff, but I'm like, this is pretty small. I feel like I can't even stretch out on this. Like, there'll be no afternoon naps on this thing, right?
Yeah. You don't need a love seat. There's no love seat action going on here. You need a full size. Okay.
Yeah. And I've been looking around at sectionals and they can be really ugly, right? Like they can be massive and like thick and I don't know, like there's some bad ones. I've seen some, like obviously I've seen like lots of nice ones.
But the nice ones are like $10,000. So
yeah, right? I mean that, like, but like I've a few friends like have some that are like big, but they're still nice, but like they're kind of like unicorns, right? And so I was like, I found one. I was getting pretty close to being like, oh, should I just buy this one from Article that I wanted? And it was like 20. It was so expensive. I was so like, expensive. I don't know about this. And so I had seen a set like, honestly, I feel like it was 6 weeks ago because I sent it to you, remember? And it was from Canadian Tire. Yes. It's like the Baffin. Is it Baffin?
Baffin. Is the one that I ended up getting? Yes, the Baffin. Yeah.
The Baffin set. And so, of course, it was sold out though.
Okay.
Remember? And I was like going to drive to Olds to pick up like
one. You were going to drive to Olds. And I was like, this is dedication.
I also thought that Olds was Okotoks, though. So I actually think I got the two confused. Like, I was thinking Okotoks in my mind. Olds is like
a third of the way to Edmonton.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like up there. So yeah. I was confused about where I was going. But anyways, so just randomly this morning, I had been like stalking the set again for the last like week because I was like still sold out. But just because I was like, I just don't think it's going to get better than this. I'm getting down to the wire. Mm. Like, plus the price point is pretty good on it. So I was just like, and I do like the aesthetic. It's got like a bit of a wicker vibe to it. And like, I like the cushions and everything. Oh, it's
so nice. I love it, Sarah.
And the configuration is really nice because it can be a massive sectional. Yeah, yes. Smaller with two chairs, a smaller with like there's so many things.
Yeah, and like you could even like put some pieces in different areas of your home. Like you have three balconies. You have three outdoor living areas.
Yeah, that's true. I could even like flip the chairs around if I wanted to. Yeah, like, you could put two chairs down at the front and then.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you could do your rattans up with a big couch and then like two comfy chairs in the bottom, whatever you want.
I know. I love it. So it's a good set. Anyway, so yeah, I just went on this morning and they just happened to have a few back in stock, like at random stores. So my priority went with buying the furniture, then calling them to cancel my cards.
I love it. No, here's a question I have for you. Okay. When are you gonna pick this up? Are you gonna try and delay it as late as possible so you can move it right to your new home?
Yeah. Okay. So I really should have thought about this. I went to order it and they were like, you can get delivery. And I'm like, I'm not paying $100 for delivery. And then as soon as I said it through, I was like, wow, that was a big regret. I really should have paid someone to deliver this. So I'm going to call the store. And I thought it would take like a couple of days for it to be ready. So I was like, oh, I'll have like a week and then I'll be able to delay it. No, I got the email tonight being like, your order is ready for pickup. Please pick it up in 5 days and we'll cancel your order. I was
shit.
So I'm going to, call the store and see if they'll deliver it. I can't imagine them turning down $100 to deliver it.
Oh,
right?
Totally.
So.
No. They'll do it. But is your place actually still lived in right now?
Oh, yeah. Like, so I'm going to have to, yeah.
Okay. So you can't just drop shit off.
No. So I'm hoping that I can be able to like delay them until like later next week and then I'll just have it in my living room. The other stuff I've been buying stuff and stashing it at a friend's house. They have a big house with like a basement and stuff. So I've been stashing it there. This is probably a bit of a big ask. And then it's at their house and I still have to get it to my house. So it's kind of annoying anyways.
Wait a second. Did you buy that desk too?
I went to order that this afternoon and then I was like, I really need to cancel my cards. Desk is coming. Yeah. So, but I'm going to buy that desk too. So I'm just ordering a desk off of Wayfair. Cause that's a priority. Like I need a good desk.
Yeah. And it's pretty. It's like nice white, shiny desk. It's good.
Yeah. Just simple, just plain. Cause my chair is white and gold. So I just want like a white, plain white desk. I originally kind of wanted like an oak, oak and nice, like maybe like a darker leg, but I think I'm going to do that for a coffee table. I think I'm getting for a dining table, a new dining room table and I've like destroyed my dining room table working on it. So,
you know, we used to have the oak dining room table from, EQ3.
Oh,
and it's beautiful. I love that table. I love that. Yeah, it's like a good one. There's like a really nice one.
I haven't looked there
yet. Mm-hmm. You should look like, you know, EQ3, sometimes even their sales can be like awesome. Yeah. But I've been always very happy with everything I've ever bought there. A couple of my end tables are from there. Like I have a marble one and a black one. And then I have actually my coffee table's from EQ3 too. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, noted. Yeah. I'll have
highly recommended.
I'll have to do that. Yeah. So I bought that.
It's
yeah,
so real. You know, it always seems so far away. Like,
I know.
So far away. And like, you were so concerned at one time. It was so far away.
I know. And now I'm like, oh my God, I need more time.
Yes.
Now I'm also like, I don't want to leave. I love this house. It's like, I have so many, I've gone through so much here.
You know,
and I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm going to give you a little, here's what happened to me. So I came to your place like years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I loved it. But then you kept kind of knocking it. Like you didn't like it. It was so small and all this stuff. And then when Katie and I came and I was like, what are you talking? Like Sarah, I actually in my head, I'm like, I think she's delusional. This is the cutest place.
I know.
The cutest little home.
I know. I know. It's so weird. I think it was like, I felt really, I mean, let's not get in an emotional role of why I felt that way about this place. But yeah, there was like a bit of disconnect, I think, when I first moved in here. And then I really started to appreciate it. I'd say like a year before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I've appreciated it more than I've ever appreciated it
in my life. So you're leaving on a high. Hey, that's nice.
I am.
It's really nice to think of your old homes so fondly. Like it, I don't know. There's just like a real romantic thing of like just loving everywhere you lived.
Yeah, it's true. And having really good memories. I know. Yeah. And I can remember like, I know I remember the house I lived at in Halifax. Like I remember it so clearly and like funny. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that was it.
Whereabouts in Halifax was that?
It was on Cobra Grove. It was right across from King's. It was in the big tower.
Oh.
That's right there. Yeah, it was a tiny little two bedroom. It was a glorified one bedroom that they put up a wall like to break up the living room. And so then it was the two bedroom. But it wasn't. And I remember the time my boyfriend at the time was in, who was like really big into brewing. And one morning it was super early and I woke up and I had to go to class and I had to get in the shower and he had been brewing beer and there was like a massive vat of beer in the bathtub and it was like in this glass thing and I couldn't move it. So I like woke him up and I was like, you got to get this out of here. I have to shower. And he was like so groggy because he'd been working late at the bar and he pulled it out and he smashed it.
Oh.
He dropped it on the floor.
My God.
And it was like a beer river in our house. Like it went into every room in the house. Like it just like smashed and poured out of the bathroom. Cause the bathroom was also the size of like a postage stamp. And it just, cause like houses in Halifax are tiny and they're all quirky and weird. And it went into our kitchen. It went into the bedroom. It went into the living room.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like, I have to be on the radio in an hour. Like you're on your own.
I'm out of here.
I showered.
This is
was like,
your mess.
Bye. This is you. This is a you problem.
That's so
crazy. It's our house smelled like beer for like the smell of yeast and beer. Like it will forever. And it smelled like that for the rest of like the time. I swear for the rest of the time we live there. Like the smell of that will forever remind me of that.
Oh, I could just imagine. I hope you didn't have like ants or something. Like they would just love that shit.
No, we were too
shit.
High up. But yeah. Anyways. But yeah. No. So I don't know. It's good.
It's good. Your new place. No, you're going to feel the same way about your new place. I guarantee it. It's going to be so great. So great. So great. I'm so excited for you. Moving is fun. It's stressful and fun.
Yeah, I know. It's like when you're like, oh my God, I've got to paint. I've got so many things to do. I've got to clean this whole place. Mm-hmm. But luckily it's snowing this weekend. So I'll just have lots to do, right?
Yeah,
to keep myself organized and pack and
make a list. Do it.
Yeah, work my way through it.
You're
I'm a
good.
Big fan of a list. And really, I'll just do it all the night before and panic and be up until 4 in the morning. So, I mean, that's the way that it goes. But what about you? Have you bought anything else? I mean, what else?
Okay, yes, I did. I bought, the eyebrow stuff. So I've been racking up points at Rexall.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
For like a year, I feel.
Yeah,
and
for a
finally,
while.
I got up to $200 worth of points at Rexall. It's really good because they do have like it's funny how they do it. It's a higher point thing. Like it's not dollar for dollar. So you think you have so many points. It's like 500,000 points equals $200. So it's kind of a funny thing, but it still racks up really fast. Like I was kind of like neck and neck with Shoppers Drug Mart. I'm now at $240 at Shoppers. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. I love seeing that grow. It's like my investment. It's like my retirement fund. That's all
you
I have.
It's
the
like
only portfolio
true,
like, I have.
Yeah, no,
so,
it's funny because it's kind of true.
It's kind of true. So I remember I was like asking you, we had a real shopping dilemma. So at Shoppers Drug Mart, I have like 200 points and it was redemption, which means that they're worth like a lot more, 200,000 points. So I had $200. And right. I could get this shaver that I've coveted. I really love an electric shaver. And Braun Series 9 shavers are $350.
What?
It's insane. It's a men's shaver, $350. But there's a lower level. It's still the exact same shaver. It just doesn't come with the cleaning base. And it like the cleaning base, you put these lubrication kind of cartridges in. And it like lubes it up and cleans it. Mm-hmm. And it's like really profesh. the cheaper one, like $330, does not come with that, but that's the one that Shoppers had. So right, okay. So I could have gotten that with hardly paying anything, or I'd have to pay like $150 at Rexall, because Rexall points are good at well.ca, which is really good trade-off because they have so many product lines, like so good. It's way better than even like Shoppers. They just have everything. So I was in a real dilemma. The one at BeWell or well.ca has the cleaning cartridge and everything. So I just decided to go for it. You know what?
I love that. YOLO. Good for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. YOLO. I'm just using outdated like... Treat yourself, YOLO, like things that I would never say in real life, but in this moment, never, I would never say that. But in this moment, very appropriate, and it's yet to come. Okay, so now I still have 240,000 points at Shoppers. I'm just going to keep it rolling.
That's amazing, because you,
I might get the
Dyson. Oh my God, you should get the Dyson.
I should get the Dyson. I really think I'm getting there. I know, I'm getting there.
You're going to get it before me. I know, I have about...
The Dyson hair dryer. I should say it for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Dyson hair dryer. We're talking about. I know I have about 110, so I wanted to get to 200, so I could redeem it for 300, and then it's still $500 blow dryer. Yes, and
then it's still $200. But then like a lot of like mainstream, just regular blow dryers are $200. Like not true. Really. Is it? Is it true?
Well, like 100, 110. Yeah. Well, I think those are like 100. Yeah.
But let me say, like my hairdresser David, God bless his soul, uses a Dyson on my hair, and I'm like, what is this alchemy? Like it just makes your hair so shiny and soft and bouncy and gorgeous. So it's worth it.
It is. And it's like super easy to maneuver because it's designed well. And like it's, they're just
I know. So good. I know. But he's had a couple breakdown on him. But then again, he's using it for like 10 hours a day. So
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think my hairdresser had one breakdown on her too. Mm-hmm. But again, they're, like you said, they're literally using them all day, every day. And like running them on like two big hair that's like thick
and exactly and I think they have actually really good warranties, so you're probably good for like 5 years or something like that
for sure. I would hope so.
Ooh, so so I'm kind of just like, what am I gonna do at Shoppers? But I think the Dyson, I really like the idea. Or I was thinking maybe Matt and I'll get like really good water picks, like for our teeth. Like that's a good thing to get.
That is a good thing to get. Why not?
Something like that. Like something like higher ticket with those points. Like that.
I'll be interested to see when if this shaver comes in, if you feel like it's worth it, if you're happy with it.
I know. Well, I'm going to have like a 5-day beard with it because I'm just not shaving until I get it because I ran out of razors. That's actually what motivated this. I'm like, I'm not going to go buy another pack of Gillette razors because it's like...
Yeah.
You'd have to put out a second mortgage to do that. They're so expensive.
I know. It's stupid. You know,
like it'll end up being like probably like about the same price over the lifetime of the razor. So of the shaver. Yeah. So that's not very exciting purchase, but it's a monumental purchase for me.
It's a good one. It's like when I finally bought the desk chair or something, right? Like these things
Exactly.
I feel like that's good. I somehow managed to spend $67 at Costco on Sunday, which I know sounds like nothing, but also I truly don't know what I bought at Costco.
Okay, so what did you buy? You probably bought like a big like Chick-a-Boom popcorn, maybe like for your Friday night, and maybe what else? Like what?
I went on Sunday morning. A friend was going with her husband, and they were like, "Yo, come to Costco with us." I was like, "Yeah, okay. We'll be there in 10 minutes." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do this with you guys." So now I'm just going to Costco on a Sunday morning with couples. What did I buy? I bought a book. What's the new one on Reese's Book Club? It's called The Last Thing He Told Me, I think.
Okay.
That sounds right. I've never bought a book at Costco, but I was like,
I've been thinking about this book. Time to start because
bought that. It's
good prices.
Then I bought a massive case of San Pellegrino orange, blood orange flavor.
Good.
I thought it was like La Croix or like the bubbly
it's
stuff.
It's the juice one.
It's literally, I was like, this is amazing when I was drinking it, but I was like, also really sweet.
This is the best calorie-free drink I've ever had.
And then I look on the back and it was 29 grams of sugar. I'm like, I might as well just drink a pop.
That's when I thought, so mad. Okay, they have also at Costco, they have these like young coconut things. I'm like, this is the best diet food in the world. Like, just coconut. It is like literally like 100 grams of carbs like per serving. Like, it was pure sugar.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I know. But one of my friends told me a good hack that her mom makes, like mixes that with to make... sangria. So she just uses red wine, puts that in, and
it takes care of everything.
Yeah, and then a bit of brandy, because my friend Carrie's mom brandy. Is legit. Yeah. Oh yeah, Carrie's mom is legit with her sangria.
Oh, I have some around. Brandy. So oh, I love it.
Brandy, red wine, and then throw a couple of those. Well, I have a Costco-sized case now of San Pellegrino.
Wow. Well, you know, you're gonna have a summer of entertaining.
It's true. So I'll carry those over. But I was like, oh my god, this is so useless. About that, a book. This is so lazy. I found this, like, it's like a smoothie kit, like a frozen smoothie kit, and it's all individually packaged and you just chuck them in the blender.
Yeah. I like that.
So I bought that, and then I bought like a carton of chickpeas, and that cost me, some Aveeno sunscreen. So
it's kind of a very confused lifestyle that you're portraying. If someone were to find that receipt, that'd be like trying desperately to figure out who you are as a person.
So true.
I'm mad at Reese's book club because I read Where the Crawdads Sing,
and I
hated it.
Really?
I hated that book.
And it's so hard to get into. It takes a really long time to get into. I felt like after like 200 pages, I finally got into it.
I didn't get into. I actually liked it at the beginning better. The end was just horrid to me. It's like I had a summer once when I read She's Come Undone. Did you ever read that book?
Yeah,
by Wally Lum.
Yeah, I did actually.
And I'm like, you know what? I can just throw this book as far as I can throw it. I did not like that book. And then I read another. Right, I didn't like it. Although I had like this crazy craving for those marshmallow cookies. Because she ate those like crazy. And I'm like, I didn't get the point of the book. All I wanted to eat was what she was eating. And then I also read Stones from the River. Did you ever read that book? It was my Oprah book club summer. And everything was a dud. A big old fucking dud. Stones from the River. Ursula Helge. It's about a... listen to this for pandering for... tearjerker pandering. It's a dwarf lady from Nazi era Germany who's in the resistance. Give me a break. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Is it based on a true story?
No.
Oh, they just made
she
it
just
up.
Constructed every single thing that would like be on Oprah's list, right? So anyway,
funny.
I don't know why that triggered so much for me, but I was really mad. And now okay, Kim, if you're listening to this, you gave me all those book recommendations and I haven't forgotten. I have so much rage in me because that summer. And then I wasted so much time, but then I read Franny and Zoe by J.D. Salinger and it changed everything. I was back in like, then I knew where I had to go with books.
I haven't read anything by J.D. Salinger.
Oh, read it all.
I'll
read it all again. Let's read Catcher in the Rye together this summer.
Yeah.
That's a little like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, I have a book confession, and you're not going to like this, and I've never told you this.
Okay, I'm...
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I am, because I'm so...
I don't know.
So judgmental about books.
I know. Okay. You're not going to like it. It's not a judgmental thing. The first time I read Robber Ride, which is one of Ricky's favorite books, God. I was like, I hate this. I don't get it. Like, there's,
and
that's
I gave
not
true. You first edition.
I, no, okay, that's not true. There's a lot of things about it that I was like, I don't get it. And then I actually read it again a year later.
Okay.
Yeah, I read it again. Cause I was like, I feel like I was also in a weird, I was actually in a really weird headspace when I read it. Like, I feel like I was going through some weird shit. And so then I read it again and now I love it. And I was thinking I might read it for a third time. So I actually, that seldom has happened that. There was a book, but this is how much I trust your judgment on books. Like, if I had read a book and didn't really like it, why would I ever pick it up again?
But
because I could see things about Margaret Atwood. Like, I was like, I like Margaret Atwood as a writer. I like a lot of the components of this book, but the book itself is not clicking with me. And I was like, you're such a good judge of books. So I read it again. And then the next time around, I was like, okay, I like it a lot more.
Really?
So
okay.
I'm keeping my first edition. By the way, you're not getting that back.
No, you keep that. If you like it, you keep it. But yeah. I just thought, like, wasn't the cafe they went to called Le Toxique or something? And like, it was Xenia and... I love that book. I love that book. And like the way that they, it was Margaret Atwood's kind of like cliffhanger book. Every chapter was like a little cliffhanger. She wrote it in a style where it was like, I can't stop reading this book. I love it. Have you ever read Cat's Eye by Margaret Atwood?
No.
This I'll loan you. It's first edition. If you don't give it back, I'm going to freak out. I'm gonna steal it back if I see it in your bookshelf.
Okay.
Cat's Eye is also, that's one of the few books I've read twice.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not a big read book. Oh, I'll read the same book over and over again.
What is that?
What? Why? Reading a book over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could hear something. I was like, oh God, is the construction back? Why do I do that? I don't know. I think it's a comfort thing. I think it's like why you watch the same movies over and over again.
It's why you watch Sex and the City over and over and over again, because it's like so comforting. You're just
The Birdcage 85 times.
The Birdcage. Like, yeah. Exactly. Or
The Office.
Exactly. Okay. No, that's true. That's true. It's comforting. You know how it's going to go.
Yeah,
and you can still enjoy it. The good thing about like a book, especially something like a Margaret Atwood, is that it's so dense and expertly written that when you read it again, you find something new, or you kind of forget how it went.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So it's rewarding.
Yeah, I forget stuff. And I think, you rip through books and then you kind of are like, I forget everything, right? Mm-hmm. And like, there's so many books. I'm like, I know I've read that, but I need to go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. I could talk. This could be a book podcast. I love talking about books so much that it could alienate some people if they're here for shopping tips.
It's not what people are here for, though.
Well, you know what? They can shop. No. Hey, Sarah, they can shop for those books.
True.
Go buy them.
It's buying things. Go buy those
books. If you're right now thinking like this isn't about shopping, then you don't have an imagination, because everything can relate to shopping.
It's true. You're not wrong. No, I love it.
Is it kind of bad that we talk so mean to our listeners? Like we're mad. Like if you're not getting something out of this.
No, they love it.
You better, really? They like the tough love?
They love it. Tell us if you love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they do. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, I read something really funny. Disney stores are pulling out of Canada. There's a whole bunch of like retailers, American retailers. This is like Target all over again. It's re-traumatizing me that are pulling out. Not like I would ever like really shop at a Disney store. We have a couple times for like, you know, the kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh God. I remember when Disney stores came here, it was such a big deal. Like I was a kid and I remember it coming into Lime Ridge. Did you hear the other big news though? The other big retail news?
No.
Topshop is pulling out of Canada.
No.
Yes. They're coming out of the Hudson's Bay. They announced it a couple days ago. They're now out by October of this year.
I have a prediction. Do you know who has, do you know who has Topshop in the United States?
Nordstrom. Yep. So, I know there's talk about what's going to happen. And so
is that one of the theories?
Yeah. Well, okay. Cause what happened was like Topshop declared bankruptcy. Apparently it was bought out by like ASOS.
Oh, okay. I might know inklings of this. Okay. So
in the UK. And so because it's like because Hudson's Bay has a agreement with Topshop but then ASOS and the Hudson's Bay couldn't come to an agreement. Shocking. Hudson's Bay is difficult to work with. That sounds so unlike them. They couldn't come to an agreement. So they're pulling out. So now they're like, hey, what? And Topshop and some of the stores, like the storefronts were built. Like think of Chinook. That storefront was built
for
Topshop.
Yes.
Whereas like some of the other stores, they just have like a floor, like half a floor. So it won't be that big of a deal to like get rid of it. But like, I don't know what they're going to do at like Hudson's Bay and Chinook. And like, I feel like they've renovated that bay like 8 times and it looks exactly the same, if not worse. So I don't really understand what they're going to do.
Do you remember when those panels at the Chinook Bay, they put these new panels as like and they're all falling on people.
So stupid. And like
give me a break.
Oh my God. It just like, I'm like, this looks exactly the same. Like, I don't understand what you guys were doing in here for like 2 years.
There is no store that I have more hope for and the least amount of trust in.
Me too.
It's absolutely, it's just
so untrustworthy.
I don't trust them at all. Like it's something else. It's something.
But I
else.
Want them, and I feel like all and of Canada wants them to succeed. We're like, exactly. Come on, guys.
Well, like, do you think people will come back to the mall? Do you think people will go back to any form of that?
I don't know. I feel like this is I feel like this is such a huge topic and it's so interesting. And I feel like there's been, everyone is kind of like, yeah, the whole, what will malls look like? Well, what will this come back to? Who will be able to survive it all? And like, I don't know. I think we're all pretty like, Canada is kind of, well, I think our
right
climate,
for malls.
Like we are
right
a mall
for malls.
Place.
Exactly.
Right?
Just because of climate. And I was thinking, well, we're moving to Phoenix. I think I'd probably enjoy the mall. In the summer, like I'd probably really like going there and going to a movie.
Air conditioned
and yeah,
like, yeah, you're in like a cavern,
right?
Yeah.
And so maybe that's like a lot of places. Like you know, there could be a flip side, cold or hot. But
I was just gonna say the thing with Topshop I find interesting is like I used to when I go to the UK, like I love Topshop. When I was in Scotland, the last couple of summers, mm-hmm. I was always hitting up a Topshop. Like I remember. When Amanda and I were even there like a few summers ago, we went to one in like Edinburgh and then we went to one in Glasgow and like we were just at them. Like but when I'm here, I never go to Topshop.
No, I never.
It's just not good.
Yeah, no, well, you know, I have my famous Topshop suit buying story where the lady fainted on us. No, the lady that was helping us at the bay, right? Matt bought a Topshop suit and then we went to this is in Edmonton, the West Edmonton Mall. We went to the cashier and we're like, hi, you know, could we get a suit, like a bag for this, like a suit, you know, bag. And the woman was like, I'll go check. We saw her walk 20 steps, stop in the middle of the aisle, wait 10 seconds and come back and say she couldn't find one. And we saw her the whole time. And that is just after the previous till we had just gone to, the lady fainted, just like full on passed out, had to get ENT.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was our experience.
I'm laughing so hard.
That was what happens. It's like, that's not even that's just an irregular day. Like that's almost every day there.
It's like, why are you going out of business?
It was insane.
That story is kind of. I can't talk. I don't know why I find like, that. I've heard that story before, but I don't know why.
Sometimes I know. But like if she had turned her head, she would have made eye contact with us. It's not even a smart move. Like we're like, I've never seen, it was almost like bravado. Like the amount that she had checked out was astonishing to us.
Yeah. And like that story epitomizes like why Topshop is leaving Canada.
Why
the Hudson's Bay can't pay its rent. Like
exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing to me. Yeah.
It was something else. And we were buying it in the housewares. I mean, she was pissed. So, you know, I can see it. But then again, on the flip side, I really believe in the bottom of my heart that people during the pandemic, have saved so much money. Like I have, actually I have, I've really like I just haven't been shopping the same way I think, and I'm itching to get out. I think it's going to be a boom, like a 1920s. Like it's going to be like flapper era all over again.
I think
people are going to go insane.
I think so. Because I know everyone's going to be like, what? These two haven't been buying things, but like, no, we actually haven't been. And certainly haven't been buying the volume of clothes that I would normally buy when I'm like going to the office every day. I'm going to events every night. Like
all of
that. I'm not buying
impulse purchases after
stuff.
Work and lunchtime buy, you know, all that stuff. Nothing.
No, and I'm buying a lot of random shit, but not clothes. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think our attitudes have shifted a little bit, like, and our tastes have shifted during COVID. But once COVID is really, truly over and we feel confident in that, I think we're back to the stores. I really do believe that. And we want in-store experiences. One thing right now is like, you don't even really want to be there on a peak period for sure. And as we've said many times, they're not wooing us back to the stores right now.
No, they're really not. And do you know that nothing, and to be fair, like it's never good to see like a store and like someone built this business go out of business, but all the businesses that have recently like declared bankruptcy or gone under, like they're not shocking. It's not shocking.
It's all bullshit. You know? Like I don't care if, you know, what am I trying to think? The face shop went out of business, or
yeah, it's stuff that like we're really Disney like evolving store? And keeping yeah. up, right? It's, yeah, so you know, it's not shocking.
It's not shocking, and a lot of these places going out of business and evolving are like sweatshop labor stuff and like stuff that people yeah. just don't want to buy anymore. You know, don't support because of sustainability, and the new league is coming in.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's true. Like Forever 21 going and like, yeah, like even goodbye. The big retail, even the big guys who are still doing like Zara and H&M are undeniably like, you know, like mass labor, like all
they
this,
need to issues shape with that, but the they're at least, up.
They're doing a few things though with like, at least they're trying to evolve with like some sustainability projects that they do. Yeah. H&M has a sustainable line.
Yeah, they need
they do,
to like, shape
clothes
up.
Recycling exactly. programs. So they are doing a few things to sort of like evolve, but yeah, the brands that aren't doing anything, it's kind of like, gone. Well, They can't survive it. So
Can't survive it.
It'll be so fascinating to see like what holds on, what doesn't, and
yeah. I kind of think like mid to high end is going to keep holding on and doing really well.
Totally. Yeah. I would love to see, you know, more space for Canadian brands in malls.
Oh, I would love it.
Like nothing makes me sadder. Like Frank and Oak leaving Canada, really like parts sad. Of Canada yeah. was sad. But yeah. I also have to wonder though, like if a more American stores are going to make their way over to Canada, like after the pandemic, it'll be interesting.
I think so. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not too sure. The Canadian dollar is picking up steam too. And I wonder how that's going to change kind of like, shopping habits.
Yeah, it's all. Pretty high. It's at like 80 cents, which like for the dollar, 83, which is huge.
I think it's 83 cents yesterday.
Shit.
Yeah, like that's kind of crazy. That's high. So
yeah.
That always kind of shifts things around really weirdly. So we'll see. We'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well,
get to Topshop if there's anything, okay, there's anything you want, get there.
To close out our episode, what are you pining for right now? What is the next thing you're going to like, I'm buying this?
Oh God. I don't know. I'm so distracted by the house. I feel like it's
well, no, that's a good thing. That's like a yeah. lot of purchases.
What's my dining the table. Probably dining my dining table. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should do some this or that's for that. Cause
I know
I felt like my yeah. sunglasses, like my spring purchase this or that's for highly engaged. People were very true. Opinionated.
People love them. Okay.
And they all confirmed my bias. So I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Okay. I'm still looking for a white sneaker because I don't know if I told everyone, I went to buy those Rothy's.
Oh my and God. Talk they about were the Canadian like, dollar.
Oh my God. They were supposed to be like $160, which no. I thought was fine. Okay. Can't tell you how many people messaged me and like Sarah, that is a ridiculous amount of money for a pair of sneakers. Like, okay, mm-hmm. fine. Heard you. Heard all of our listeners. But they were, so then I was still going to buy them anyways. I went online to buy them. And then the time it was shipping, the duties, taxes, they were going to be $210.
Oh my God.
And I thought to myself, no.
No.
That's a bit much.
No.
So that is on my list.
Okay.
Okay.
Sneaker. Yeah.
Yeah. A sneaker. Oh my God. And big development. I've been cleaning out all my stuff and getting ready to pack up. I found white Levi's jeans that I forgot I had.
Oh my God. Wow. So you can forgive your mom.
Well, for not cleaning yours properly. I'm still going to hold that over her, lord that over her for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
but,
she owes you big time.
I could have had two pairs and now I only have, I could have had two pair of white jeans that I forgot about. And now I only have one pair of white jeans that I forgot about.
How dare she? How dare she?
Yeah. What about you? Anything well, to leave us with?
Nothing like astonishing, but I'm still on the hunt. So you know that I've been slowly collecting these crazy expensive pillows, right? From Pyrenex. The big blowout, the duvet didn't work out, took it back. I kept stocking it from the store and someone bought it, maybe even a listener because I tipped them off. I was so mad. But then I was back at a Winners or HomeSense and I found the pillows, right? We all know this. They were $80 and regularly they're like 370 euros each.
Yeah.
Each. So like, it was just like the best thing and it's improved our sleep so much. So then I was again on the weekend back at Winners and HomeSense. I found another one for $50, Sarah. One more.
Did
I
you
take
buy
it back. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Cause we have four pillows on the bed. Right. So, take it back. And Matt goes, what about mine? And I'm like, you know what? I'm still on the hunt then. So then I went last night even, and I found another one. Do you know how much it is though, Canadian? Like, it's not marked down. It's $170. It's not marked down. It's not on red clearance yet. So I am hot on the trail of these pillows. I will not rest until I find these pillows. But we've had, so you know how like we've really upped our pillow game. We've upped our sheet game.
Yeah. Okay. If you find, once you get your fourth pillow, anything else beyond that you find, you need to buy and I will send you the money. Do not let these go.
Yeah. Do you have a king or a queen? You have a queen size bed, right?
Yeah, but I like king pillows.
Oh, you like king pillows? There were two king pillows there. Sarah, like there were two king pillows there.
Marked down? Red line?
Yes. I did not know that. But they're gone now.
Yeah,
I'm a weirdo.
I do. I like two king pillows and two queen pillows.
Yeah, I get
it. Is that weird?
No, symmetry. It looks good. It looks nice.
Damn it.
Okay. You're on. If they're under $100 each, I'm getting you them. And they'll change your life. They'll change your sleep.
Oh, my God.
And with that, I think we should...
Yeah, this is getting to be an epic long episode. Today we didn't have a topic. We just talked.
When we have no topic, it gets very long. And when we have a topic, we're like, well, we've got nothing else. We didn't do any research, so
this is all we have for you.
Yeah, bye. Okay.
Okay. Well, it was good catching up. Thanks everyone for joining us. And yeah.
And let us know what you're buying next.
Yeah.
I really want to know. Message us, DM.
Until next time.
Happy shopping!